Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Amen, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, and it is my pleasure to serve the Lord in his kingdom. For this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we shall rejoice. Rather, we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. We want to bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. Which is our ultimate feeding. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that we wake up every morning hungry, not just for natural food, but hungry for our spiritual feeding. So we want to thank God for those who feed us, and we want to thank God for what we feed on. Amen. God's word is eternal. Amen. It never, ever, ever, ever returns unto him void, but always accomplishes absolutely everything that the Lord has sent it forth to do. We have been looking and examining the word of God line upon line and precept upon precept on God's concept of holiness. Amen. What God desires, what God requires of his children. Amen. Today, amen, we want to, I titled our lesson today, Perfected Holiness. Ah, my God, my God, my God. And to God be all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. It is the will of God that holiness, the spirit of holiness, the truth of holiness, the power of holiness, amen, the God of holiness is perfected in all those who believe in him. It cannot be perfected in a sinner because a sinner needs to be saved. Nothing, the process does not begin until our salvation. But once we commit to Christ, once we surrender to Christ, once we tell the Lord yes with our heart, mind, and soul, then that process of holiness, amen, begins, and we thank God for the process. Amen. And beloved, not only in the New Testament, but we see that even from the beginning, in the first book, in the book of Genesis, it has always been the plan of the Lord, the will of the Lord for his children, amen, to live a certain way. We see in the book of Genesis, chapter number 17, in the very first verse, glory be to God. Genesis chapter number 17, verse number one. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be perfect. Be perfect. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This was God's agenda even before Jesus came. See, God told Abram, glory be to God, how to walk. First, he introduced himself and he said, I want you to walk before me faithful. Why? Because a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. I don't want you to be wishy-washy. I don't want you to be faithful one day and unfaithful the next day. I don't want you swinging the pendulum. No, I want you to rock steady. I want you to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And he says, I want you to be perfect. See, what was God saying? God is saying here, I want you to be blameless. Glory be to God. And beloved, God has the same message today for you and for me. We are to obey the Lord in every respect. Why? Because he's God. That's why. We don't need to, do you need any other reason? There is no other reason. That is sufficient all in and of itself, because God is sufficient in and of himself. He is God alone. He has no rival. He has no competition. He has no competitors. He's the only true God. See, he's the God with the capital G. The other gods in this world, beloved, they hold the small g. God carries the capital G. Glory be to God. And that is reason enough. And, beloved, if you don't think that the benefits of obedience are worth it, then we have to consider who God is. He is the only one with the power and the ability to meet your needs. God meets your needs. The government is not meeting your needs. Your money is not meeting your needs. Your parents are not meeting your needs. Your spouse are not meeting your needs. You're not even meeting your needs. Your boss is not meeting your needs. God is meeting your needs. And if you don't think so, let God cut that supply off and you'll find out who's meeting your needs. If you think that somebody else is meeting your needs, let that supply be cut off. And you'll find out real quick. Amen. Who is meeting your needs? And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So he is saying here, beloved, he told Abraham, he said, I want you to be perfect. I want you to be blameless. I want you to be complete. I want you to be fully developed. I want you to be totally righteous. I want you to be holy. Why? Because I am holy. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I want you to be, 2 Peter 1 and 4 puts it this way, to be partakers of the divine nature. When we enter into that, amen, process of development, glory be to God, that means that we yield to God's control. You don't, and we grow and mature into who we are becoming. What? Like Jesus. That's the goal, in case you missed it. In case you don't know what this life is about. In case you don't have a clue. See, it is God's agenda that Christ be formed in you. And so we're going through the process. So you don't expect a little baby to act the same way, amen, that your 10-year-old child is acting. Expect one thing from a baby. You expect one thing from an adolescent. You expect another thing from an adult. See? Because we're growing up, we're maturing, glory be God, and that's how it is in the spirit, beloved. We ought to be growing in the spirit. We ought to be going through that process of holiness, becoming complete in him. Glory be to God. And even, beloved, when we are complete, there is always room for growth. We never get to a place where we know it all and have it all, such as is in the natural. There's nobody walking this planet that can say they know it all. They got all the answers. They know about everything, any subject, any. No, you a liar. You walking with Google on your hip. You don't know, and you'll never know. But that's not to say that you're not supposed to attempt to know, attempt to learn, attempt to get some knowledge. But you know the thing about knowledge, the more we get, the more we realize we don't have. Glory be to God. And God wants us, beloved, to, amen, be perfect, 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 amen, blameless, blameless. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants us to be blameless. Glory be to God in our character. Perfect in character. Glory be to God. Huh? See, beloved, in this life, amen, we all know that we cannot be flawless. But people want to use that as an excuse. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody perfect but Jesus. And we want to use that as an excuse, amen, amen, to hold back. We want to use that as an excuse, amen, to move forward in faith, to move forward, to be a hearer and a doer. Amen. We want to use that as an excuse, beloved, amen, why we should not be yielding to God's control. When he tells us to yield our members unto God as unto righteousness. See, because when you humble yourself, this is the only way you're going to get God's blessings. You have to humble yourself before him. See, and when we humble ourselves, beloved, then God picks us up. When we come low, God brings us high. See, John the Baptist said, you know, less of me and more of you. See, our flesh should be dying daily. And the Spirit of God increasing daily. The Spirit of God cannot increase if we refuse to allow that flesh to die. See? And this is why he says, mortify, mortify the flesh. You kill it. See? God is not going to do everything, beloved, because God did not make us as robots. We are free will agents. We have to cooperate. We have to be in agreement, glory be to God, with God's truth. We closed our teaching on yesterday, glory be to God, encouraging you, amen, to align your thoughts with God's truth. That's what we need to be in agreement with. See, and we want to run and grab this person and that person. Come on, I need you to touch and agree with me and touch and agree with me. Yeah, there's power in agreement if you touch and agree with the right person. But before you look for a somebody to be touching and agreeing with, you need to touch and agree with God's truth. Because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a person. Stop calling the Holy Spirit it. it. He is not an it. Glory be to God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants us, beloved, hallelujah, to be perfect in our character. Glory be to God. Why? Because we can be complete in God and aspire to be as much like Jesus as possible. There's no stopping. That's your goal. I got goals for this year. I got goals for, yeah, well, good. That's good. But let's evaluate your goals and make sure that your goals are in priority. Your number one goal for the new year, the new month, the new day, is to be more like Jesus. That is your goal. Ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all his righteousness. Huh? And all these other things shall be added unto us. God wants us to be perfect in holiness. Well, Pastor, you've been talking about holiness all this week. That's right. Because God's been talking about it. Amen. Hallelujah. From the get-go. From the get-go. Back here with Abraham, he was talking about holiness. It's not no new word for him. Glory be to God. That holiness is who God is. We were created in his image, and we ought to be representatives of our Father. Don't you want your children to represent you? Don't you want your family? I've heard some parents reprimand their children. You bring an embarrassment to the family. Well, maybe they are. But make sure, amen, that they not representing you. Maybe they bring an embarrassment to the family because you don't brought embarrassment to the family. Huh? Why? Because the Bible tells us, amen, that we are a family. You're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar treasure, a holy nation. Holy. See? So this is God's desire for us. And so when God wants us to be perfect in our holiness, beloved, just like the Pharisees, huh, we are to separate ourselves from the world's sinful values. Come out from among them. Touch not, handle not, taste not. It's time out for the compromises. Let me tell you one doggone thing. From Genesis to Revelation, you don't find one excuse. There's not going to be no excuses accepted. I got a good excuse, Lord. Nah. I don't think so. No. You can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you when you align your thoughts with God's truth. And the only reason you're missing it so often, beloved, is because you haven't aligned yourself yet. You don't think that holiness is necessary. You want to pick and choose which portions of scripture you want to, you know, hold close to your heart. You want to erase certain pages out in the Bible. The Bible calls you a curse. Huh? Curse is any person who try to add or subtract to God's word. Yeah, I don't think so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we are to separate ourselves from the world's sinful values. But unlike the Pharisees, beloved, we are to be devoted. Somebody say devoted. Write that word devoted down. Devoted to God's desires rather than our own. And carry his love and mercy into the world. Love of the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Brother Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It ain't about me, it's about him. It's the will of God for the glory of God. It ain't about me. I am a slave to Christ. Slave? Yeah, that's right, a slave to Christ. Why? Because you used to be a slave to the devil. See, but you don't want to say you're saved and still act like you're a slave to the devil, doing whatever the devil tell you to do, talking about the devil made you do it. Stop lying, liar, pants on fire, no liar shall inherit the kingdom. The devil can't make you do nothing that you don't want to do. When a child of God sin because they want to sin. Because greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Now, somebody lying, and I'm going to tell you who is not. Because God is not a man, and God is not a liar. Glory be to God. See? And so God wants us to carry his mercy, his love into the world. We shared with you on yesterday, beloved. You don't want to be a good-for-nothing Christian. Because he said, if your salt has lost its savior, if the salt has lost the flavor, y'all know when that salt, if you take a box of salt, put it in your kitchen sink, let it sit in some water, huh? You take that box of salt out, what? That socks, the salt all crunched up together. You can't sprinkle it out the box. What? You got to end up throwing that salt in the trash. Why? The salt is good for nothing. It's lost its purposes. We don't want to lose our purpose. See? So God is helping us. He's showing us how to become perfect. Glory be to God. Beloved, we can become perfect. Blameless in maturity. See? Beloved, we can achieve Christ-like character and holy living all at once. It is a process of development. It's a process of becoming. All right? Well, if the lady just had the baby on yesterday and you got a newborn baby, well, the baby not going to school tomorrow. The baby not going to college next week. The baby got to grow up into that. See? Years of development before the baby is ready for school, ready for college, ready to start their own family. It don't happen the same day the baby is born. So God realizes that, beloved. But we must grow toward maturity and grow towards wholeness. Did not the Bible tells us in, beloved, amen, to desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow? Huh? How did that newborn baby grow? Well, mommy feeding the baby milk, breast milk, cow milk, some kind of milk. Huh? She washing that baby, keeping that baby clean, changing that baby diapers, loving up on that baby, and the baby grows naturally. Well, when you eat the word of God, beloved, and you stay clean under the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to grow naturally too. Now, but you got to eat. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to eat. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You got to eat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just as we expect different behavior from a baby, a child, a teenager, and an adult, God expects different behavior from each of us, depending on our respective stages of spiritual development. Somebody just got born again on yesterday. God don't expect that person to act like you who want to brag over the fact that you've been saved for 20 years. But now it's a problem if you've been saved for a long time and you got somebody that just got saved last week and they acting more mature than you. And we see it all the time. God raising up, amen, young people, people that just came to Christ, raising them up to do mighty things, preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, walking in faith, and we want to sit back there and roll our eyes, talking about how long we've been saved. Yeah, how long you've been saved, but what you doing? How long you've been saved, but when you going to act like it? You know, it's like a grown person acting like a child. Yeah, you're acting like a child. You need to grow up. Well, guess what? Maybe God telling you the same thing. Maybe God telling you the same thing. You need to grow up. You've been here too long now. See, let me even people with mental challenges, beloved, diagnosed with I don't know what they call it, DHS, whatever they call it. Okay, we can even see development in them, and they have mental challenges, huh? And then we with no quote unquote mental challenges, we got some issues. So you might not have a mental challenge, but you have a spiritual challenge. Because the word of God says that we were born again of an incorruptible seed. God, amen, does not, amen, give birth to retards or people with mental challenges or people with, amen, who's unable, amen, to grow. There's no interference in that because you were born again of an incorruptible seed. God's seed is pure with no defect. And if there's a stumbling block, beloved, amen, glory be to God, amen, that means there is a fault, there's an error, there's some ignorance, there's some disobedience, there's some sin, there's something there. See? That's why he said, lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily tricks you up, sets you back, keep you falling, keep you behind the eighth ball. And I've seen it myself, amen, people that say, you know, mothers of the church, fathers of the church, want to brag about, they've been in the church for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, rolling their eyes at the young people that God is using. Because the young people, amen, are coming with no restrictions, amen, and believing God and giving God an opportunity to move in their lives. They're growing and growing faster than you. And a lot of times, especially in the older generation, we want to use that as an excuse. Well, you know, I'm old and, you know, and I'm not, you know, advanced and I don't know a lot about this technology and I don't know this and I don't know that. Uh-huh. So we want to use that as an excuse. And then this young generation that's come, amen, and just walking in faith, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah, we have to remove the hindrances. Whatever it is that has stopped us from growing, most people in the natural stop growing from the time they graduate from high school. They don't grow no more. They don't read no books. They don't go to no classes. Huh? They don't go to no seminars. They don't invest in their future. Amen. They stop growing. In the natural. That's why you find a lot of professional lines of business, amen, they make it mandatory, amen, for continuing education is mandatory. It's mandatory for professionals. Why? Because doctors, amen, was graduating, amen, and trying to practice, amen, what they learned in medical school 50 years ago in this generation. Now, you need to be brought up to speed, doctor. You need to be brought up to speed, real estate professional. You need to be brought up to speed, glory be to God. And, beloved, we do the same thing in the spiritual. Well, I gave my life to Christ. I got saved, and that's it. That's it. No more growth, no more development. And rolling our eyes because God is using somebody else who is hungry. somebody else, amen, hallelujah, who taste and see. But the Bible says, blessed is he who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Glory be to God. Beloved, God also expects us to be perfect in love. We can seek to love others as completely as God loves us. Now, we find that one hard. Do unto others as you would have God do unto you. No, no, no. You got to take that a little bit deeper if we're going to really get into the essence of where God, what God wants. God don't want you to do unto others, see, as you want others to do unto you. God wants you to take that deeper, and God wants you to do unto others as you would have God do unto you. Oh, God, can I have a little mercy? Oh, you want God to give you mercy, but you don't want to give nobody else mercy. You want God to give you favor, but you don't want to give nobody else favor. Beloved, God's love gives us the ability to pass it on. That's something we should be continually passing on day by day, moment by moment, step by step. What? Love? Love, love, love. Just a little bit of love. Love, 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 just a little bit of love. We say you don't need a whole lot. Just pass on what you got. Love, 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 just a little bit of love. Beloved, we can be complete in God, yet have much room to grow. Our shortcomings must never deter us from striving to be like Jesus. Jesus wants all of his disciples, all of his followers. Are you a follower? That's what makes you a true Christian, by the way. See, a lot of people say they're a Christian, but they're not following Christ. Well, then excuse me, something wrong with this picture. Something wrong with this picture. You're not following Christ, but you're a disciple? Well, you're a disciple of who? Whose disciple are you? See, but he wants all his disciples to rise above mediocrity, and God wants us to mature in every area of our lives, not just one area. See, he wants us, amen, to mature in absolutely every area. This is why Romans 8:28 is such an appropriate scripture. And we know that all things work together for good. Why? Because God, it wants to mature you. You are in training for reigning. Everything that you go through is for a purpose. Accept what God allows. Well, I'm trying to do the right thing, but keep on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Just because you're in a tough place, a rough place, don't mean that you're in a disobedient place. Keep following. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Look, you can't get to the mountain until you walk through the valley. This generation here just want to go straight to the mountain. And, you know, one single lead. Nah, no, no, baby. You got to walk a little while. You got to walk a little while. Huh? That's the only way you're going to get to the mountain is through the valley. Why? But in the valley, God is training you. He's maturing you. He's helping you, amen, hallelujah, to be blameless. See? Hallelujah, fully developed. He does all that in the valley, baby. Totally righteous. He does all that in the valley. Look, we don't learn, beloved, in the good times. In the good times, we rejoice in. And the good times we rejoicing, going on vacation, shopping. Y'all, hey, that's what we do in the good times. Laughing, da-da, and just having a ball. Huh? And God ain't got no problem with that. That's where he's trying to get you and keep you. Huh?
Hallelujah. But beloved, amen, it's through those bad times, through those tough times, through those crying times, through those painful times, that's when you're learning something. That's when you're learning something. See, the Bible says our light affliction worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Pain is part of the process. Oh, the baby's so cute. Oh, that's just a cute baby. Yeah, but ain't nobody talking about that 36 hours of labor. They just talking about how cute the baby is. Goo, 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 ga, 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 ga. Oh, she looked just like her mommy. She looked like her daddy. Yeah, you brought forth the baby. Ain't nobody talking about all that pain you had to bring. You had to travail in pain. See? See, glory be to God. Everybody wants to share in your glory, but nobody wants to share in your story. Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And I know this person and that person. You know what I mean? But where was you at when I was going through? Where was you at when I didn't have a place to live? Where was you at when I was sick? Huh? Where was you at? Huh? Glory be to God. When I didn't know how I was going to pay the next bill, where was you at then? Excuse me? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Beloved, God wants us to become more and more like him. More and more. In my closing here, two scriptures I want to share with you. Write the scripture down. Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 19. Galatians 4:19. It reads like this. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Until Christ be formed in you. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm going through so much, Pastor, till Christ be formed in you. You know, and you get the little children, and you know what I mean? They want to fight against mommy and daddy. They don't want to go to bed early. They don't want to go to school. They, you know, they want to get rebellious because they don't want to be small. Everybody want to be grown. I can't wait till I get 18. I'm going to leave this house. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Yeah, but you got to get 18 first. Right now, you're only 8. You still got 10 years to go. See? You got 10 years to grow. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go and grow. Amen. Through the process. Go through the process. Grow through the process. Why? Because God is making, bringing holiness out. Amen. The evolution of holiness. Amen. The blameless. You just don't become blameless because you got born again. You got to go through that process. You need deliverance. There's areas of your life you need to be delivered. How are you going to get there? You're going to keep going. You're going to keep moving. You're going to keep believing God. Somebody say, I ain't who I used to be. Hallelujah. So thank God I'm becoming who the Lord has called me to be. But not if you give up. And you have some young people, amen, bless their souls, amen, and it's too many of them, huh? Well, and they get tired at 12, 13, 14 years old. We have one of our prayer partners, amen, in Oklahoma City, his grandson. I saw his picture. I mean, designer clothes, handsome and all that. Well, he committed suicide. Committed suicide. He got tired of going through the process. Beloved, and when you get tired of going through the process, that's exactly what you have just done. Committed suicide. Those who strive to become perfect will one day be perfect, even as Christ is perfect. Keep on striving to be perfect. Keep on striving. Lord, help me to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Okay, I messed up on yesterday. God, forgive me. Hallelujah. Help me not to do it again. Help me to help myself. You keep going. You fall down, you get up. You keep going. You keep going. You learn from that experience. Amen. Glory be to God. Next time that situation come around, you're going to know what to get do. Why? Because you learned from yesterday. Oh, you're striving. You're striving. What you're striving for, sister? What you're striving for, brother? Amen. Glory be to God. I'm striving to be like Jesus. I'm striving to be like Jesus. I'm striving to be blameless. I'm striving to be completely whole. I'm striving to be fully developed. I'm striving. Little girl, little boy in elementary school, what you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a fireman. I want to be a school teacher. I want to be a nurse. That's something that they're striving to be. So they go to school. They go to technical school. They go to college. Why? Because they're striving to be that. Well, in the spiritual, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're going through the same process. Amen. Well, we're striving to be like Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my God, sookie, sookie. You're not striving to be, glory be to God, a doctor or a nurse. Why? Because that stuff don't count in the spirit. See? Hallelujah. You're just striving to be like Jesus. You don't even have to strive to be a pastor or an apostle or none of that. You can't strive for those offices. That's a gift. God determines that. Amen. That ain't even important in God's agenda. You're just striving to be like Jesus. Because just because a person is a part of the fivefold ministry, amen, and been called to be a part of the fivefold ministry, don't mean they like Jesus. Because they refuse to surrender. They refuse to yield to God's control. And so, beloved, my last scripture that I shared with you, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be. Y'all pay attention to the scripture now. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. All right, let me update that for you. And every man that wants to see Jesus, because Jesus is perfect. Every woman that wants to see Jesus, amen, because Jesus is perfect, is perfect, and we're going to be like him. We're going to see him as he is. And we have this hope. Verse 3 says we have this hope. See? Why? Because we purify ourselves. Huh? We purify ourselves. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Beloved, let me say this. There's only one way you're going to see God. There's only one way. One way. They went to church every Sunday. I said, there's only one way you're going to see God. They get big time tithes and offering. I said, there's only one way you're going to see God. They sing like an angel. I said, there's only one way you're going to see God. Oh, they an anointed preacher. Oh, let me tell you, they can preach up a storm. I say, there's only one way you're going to see God. Oh, he a faithful husband. They good children. Uh-huh. All that's good. But there's only one way you're going to see God. Only the pure in heart. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You can do all those things I just said and not be holy. Only one way. And that's why we shared with you yesterday Romans 12:1-2. And I encourage you to go back and memorize it and memorize it and memorize it. Romans 12:1-2. And I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Amen and amen. Perfected holiness is the will of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. And to you be praise, glory, and honor. God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. We ask that you would forgive us, Father, for fighting the process, trying to box with you, trying to be in charge, trying to live life our own way. Father God, we say thank you for bringing us into the light that we can see plainly, Father, and be not only a hearer, but a doer of your word. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, you still got time. If you're listening to my voice today, that means you still got time. Okay? If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Just ask the Lord to save you. Ask the Lord to save you. That's all you got to do. Say it and mean it. Say it and mean it. That's all. Look, just be real. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Repeat after me for all of you who do not know Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now and I believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of all my sins and to take me to heaven when I die and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing and so are we. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ today. Amen. How we want to pray with you and pray for you and encourage you. Amen. To continue to keep on keeping on. Amen. With the Lord. And we bless Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If you desire to sow into the soil, excuse me, the soil of this good work, the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. There's several ways that you can do so. Amen. Glory be to God. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Just hit the connect button there and you can sow. Amen. Through PayPal. Amen. We thank God for you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And we thank God, amen, for your faithfulness to sow, amen, into its kingdom. Amen. Blessings to you, and to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This conclude our services for today. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. If the Lord tarry. If he don't tarry, that's okay too. Amen. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord. Either way, we win. When you're walking with God, you can't lose with the God we choose. Amen. Glory be to God. Either way, we win. Amen and amen. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, 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 amen. And amen. Everybody walk in the blessings today because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. in Jesus' name. Love you, 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 love you.
If you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Come on, Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I love you.
by yourself when nobody else cared about you. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. I really do love you, my people.